Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. And Joseph, I was a little concerned yesterday when I got a message from Haley of our staff saying that you told her you might have to disappear for a while because things were getting much more difficult. Everything okay?
Yes. I mean, it's war, right? That's the first thing. And yeah. Good morning. Good afternoon to you. And Haley just asked if we could talk about this now, and sometimes the best way to protect everything is to be very public. But no, everything's not okay. I mean, it's getting worse, and I realized when I went on that supply run to Donetsk yesterday, just a few miles from the front, the people to whom we delivered supplies, as I mentioned yesterday, their depot had been destroyed not long before. I'm constantly getting information from especially from American friends warning about intelligence and who the Russians are following. And so we have to be careful. We have to watch out what we're doing, because as we've seen, everyone is a target. And I think a lot of times the world forgets this. Russia is really intent on winning this thing. And that means destroying Ukraine and destroying anyone that helps share the reality here. I thought it might have to, the reason why you would disappear, there'd be two reasons. In order to find out who might be tracking you and following you, you change your patterns. But I think there's a higher value in sharing these stories every day. And right now I'm speaking to you from a rooftop, in the city of Dnipro, a rooftop restaurant. And I wanted to be here because I think a lot of times people hear about Ukraine and you see the destruction and you must think that it's a country that everything looks terrible. Everything looks like a Chernobyl nuclear winter. And that's not true. Especially these past 8 years, they've built beautiful cities. And Dnipro is one of them. So I'm overlooking the river and the small skyscrapers of this city, the beautiful rooftop restaurant with a flowers and a garden and innovative food. And that is what Ukraine has become these past 8 years. And that's the type of freedom and innovation that is all under threat. And Bob, yesterday after I spoke with you all, we got back in the car. I was somewhere in between here and Donetsk, and we were driving back to the city of Dnipro. And about an hour after we spoke, two jets flew over our heads extremely low. That's the second time that's happened to me on that route. And we couldn't identify them. It was too quick. Not long after that, the city of Dnipro was hit by three missiles. Three of them were intercepted. So it was a total of six missiles, and three hit some targets in the south part of the city, like in the industrial region. And by every intelligence I've been able to see, those missiles came from those very jets that flew about 100 feet over our heads about an hour after I got off the phone with you guys.
Wow. Well, as much as we appreciate your reporting here every morning, Joseph, we would not ever want to jeopardize your safety there. So please keep us posted on that and let us know if everything's okay. Are you going to be going to Lviv eventually, heading back there?
Well, here's where the safety comes into consideration, where we have to, I can never tell a lie. So I can only answer with silence.
Gotcha.
to such questions.
Yeah. I understand. Well, I know you can say hello and thank you to Carol from Fox Lake. She just won the authentic Ukrainian flag from us. And that reminds me, we had a nice text for you, Joseph. It says, "Hi, Bob. How's this for Joseph? This will make him feel good. I just saw a two-car garage door painted like the Ukrainian flag." We're with you here in the Midwest, Joseph.
Hey, that's great. And we welcome, there's so many good organizations working to support Ukraine. And so if, any support from America is needed. And, one thing we are investigating is, all the $40 billion and all the big money coming from the States. It's very hard to get a good sense of where that's going. We are looking into that. But meanwhile, there's a great need for individual units of soldiers to be supplied with the equipment they need, like the thermal imagers, for example, to see the Russians and so they can win. So we welcome support at UkrainianFreedomNews.com, and we also list other organizations. And if you go to our website also, UkrainianFreedomNews.com, you can see a new angle from the park that was next to the shopping center that was hit in Kremenchuk. And just, I encourage everyone to go and look at that and just watch. There were people walking in the park, couples walking in the park on a beautiful day, and then just watch their faces and watch their movements, how they reacted, including some guy that jumped into the water. I mean, it really puts you in the moment of what would happen if you were faced with an airstrike. You can also see what how the birds reacted. And in that video, you really can see how this is a menace and an evil that has to be stopped.
So interesting and so great how you bring it home. Joseph Lindsley, live in Ukraine. We'll post all of that on our website, too, Joseph, WGNradio.com. Safe travels, and we will talk, I hope, tomorrow. Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you, Bob.